Chaf Zayin Tam is July 30th from page Kuflam Mekhes, right in the middle. So, in order to engage in Avodah Pratis, we really have to define very specifically what we're after. And the definition of man himself is the Chibur of Ruach and Guf, of spirit and body. So here in the middle he says, Ulam Chibur Zeh Sod Kamus Ulu Barayna Yisbarach. This combination is a hidden secret of our Creator. And no one has yet succeeded, no one will succeed, no human being, to unearth the secret of the combination of Avala Kodesh Baruch Hu Gila Vafnata Bikirbenu Es Hamida Hamechaberes Bein Aktsavos Vahnigudim. But Hashem did reveal and even implanted within us the Mida that does combine these two extremes. Spirit and body are very different. And Nigudim, things that are negative each other, these two opposites. And the Mida which has the capability of uniting them to one. Mida Zohi Hadas. That Mida is called Das. Hu asher garsinin bebrochus nun heimet aleph, gemar in the last paragraph of brochus. Amar Yehuda Marav, Yodea haya b'tzal l'tzarf osiyas shenivru b'han shemayim v'aretz. B'tzal, who built the Mishkan, who oversaw building the Mishkan, knew how to combine the letters with which heaven and earth were created. How do we know that? K'siv hacha v'yamali asur ruach alakim b'chach b'tzvun v'da'as. U'k'siv hasam ha'shem b'chach v'yasad aretz konin shemayim b'tzvunah. Uksiv bedaito to homos nivku. There's a drasha that Bezalel was filled with chachma, tuna, and das. And in Mishlei it says that Hashem established the world with chachma, set up the heavens with bina, and with his das the depths were opened up. So each one culminates with Das. Das hi midas hatzirif. Das is the midah of combination. Uvekocha yoda b'tzalel livnos hamishkan asher bo me'uchodim shemayim v'aretz. And with its power, b'tzalel knew how to build a mishkan, that through it, heaven and earth were united. Asher zoi tachlis hayitzira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoshet lanu chelke olam menugodim zelazeh. Hashem has extended to us parts of the, if I use the word universe, it's not even broad enough, but the olam that are opposite to each other. Kiguf v'ruach, eretz v'shamayim. At the micro level, it's body and soul. At the macro level, it's eretz and shamayim. The Sfarim say that basically a human being bringing out the dominance of his ruach and the guf is like the world bringing out the Shemayim and Aretz. It's a parallel. But they're like different realms that we're supposed to unite. And we are supposed to unite these opposites for the service of Hashem. This is very deep, but very fundamental. The Mida that's given to us for this mighty task is Das. Of course, the Gemara earlier in Brachos with the Marasha. You'll notice they have a footnote here in these newer Alishas. In previous Gemara, I also told you to look at the Marasha. The Marasha has two Svarim in the back of the Gemara. One's Chidush HaLachos, where he explains Gemara, Rashi, Tosos, basics, and one's... it's a micro and macro. The Ruach is heavenly, and the Shemayim is heavenly, but one's more like at a personal level, and one's at the broader level. Let's see, Gedola Das, so here too he's going to quote the Marasha and Chidush HaGadlos. Gedola Das, Shenitna Bein Shtei Osios, Shenemer Kel Deos Hashem. Gemara Brachos makes an esoteric statement. Das is great because it's given between two names of Hashem, Kel Deos Hashem. Amar V'laza Gadol Mikdash Shenitin Ben Shtei Osir Shenema Hashem Adnas Mikdash Yudkevavka. I think it's the two names there. So first it says Das is greatest between two names of Hashem, and it says the Mikdash is great if a pasuk where it's between two names of Hashem. V'amar Rav Elazar kol adam sheish bo Das ki ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyamav. And Rav Elazar says anybody who has Das, it's like the beis hamikdash was built in his days. I think the Marsha is the one who puts these different statements together. Deya nitna ben shtey osios. Deya is given between two names. Hainu shi machras ben chesed v'din. It's kind of determined between chesed or din. Mikdash nitn ben shtey osios. Hainu shi machaber shamayim v'aretz. And the Mikdash connects heaven and earth. It brings Hashem to this world. It's also between like two kivayachal opposing forces that Hashem created. The Mikdash brings them together. Daasi hanakuda hamerkozes ba'odam. Hamikdash wa nakuda hamerkozes ba'olam. Das is the central point of man. The point that unites the two different faculties that he has. And the Mikdash is the central point in the world. You have a physical world, and you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the realms, higher realms he created. And the point of interface between the two is the Mikdash. Man has his Das, the Mikdash is built with Das. HaMisyatzev al Nakudas HaDas Bavodoso, one who's, it literally means stands on, but is able to, I guess you would say, get to the bottom of, hold by the point of Das and his avoda, ochaz b'mayla hamachuyeves l'binyan hamikdash. He has seized the necessary advantage, the necessary trait in building the Beis Hamikdash. So he's saying that Das is the central mid that we need. If knowing oneself is knowing the connection between neshama and guf, and we see this deep idea, that's how you build the Beis Hamikdash, which is the connection between the two. That's what holds the Ruach and Guf together. So the person who approaches his avoda with Das, he's grasped the central Mida.
So Das is defined as self-awareness and introspection and knowing oneself. Is that what he's saying?
I'm not sure about that. I think he'll define it more.
Okay.
I think the task we're engaged in is that. And the best way to get there is to develop Das. Let's see. Das is defined as something that combines. It's interesting, Das both combines and separates. We say Havdalah and Chonah Hadas. Das is the ability to discern. Vayeda is used in the Torah as the connection between people. Let's see. I think you have to know the difference between them. You also have to know to combine them. So these are obviously deep ideas, but let's see. Ilazos, if so, may ikare avodaseinu b'torahu, from the foundations, from the fundamentals of our avodah in Torah, levli hafrid b'shum ofed ben machshava u'maisa, not to separate in any way between thought and action, ben sechel v'regesh, between, let's say, understanding and feeling, bein chiyuv v'kiyum, between obligation and fulfillment. I understand that those are important. I'm not 100% clear how what he just said follows from what we said thus far. I understand machshava and maisa. Machshavas amukos hagu harbe chokrim. Deep thoughts. Many philosophers, analysts have cultivated deep thoughts. V'chukim usariim kavu, and they have established, ethical, principles. Philosophers have really analyzed the world, and they've come away with very important, sometimes groundbreaking approaches. Various great philosophers whose approach to the meaning of life and so on are very deep and very significant, and quoted by so many others. But there's like a vast chasm between the analysis and the fulfillment. Afilo etzel ha-hogim atzma, even by those thinkers themselves. Needless to say, those who just read or think about what they said, but the thinker himself can reach a deep conclusion, doesn't mean he fulfills it. There are many great thinkers who in their personal lives were far from paragons of ethics. Lokein bataru gdoleha, it's not the same by Torah and its great people. It's gedolim. Asher bo kol pirud kozeh l'tume yechoshef. In it, any separation like this would be considered tuma. And we saw a little earlier that great idea that he presented, that tuma is timtum, it's insensitivity, it's lack of awareness, and kedusha is the opposite, is hypersensitivity. So kedusha is having a Torah mindset that's actively working, not by theoretical. Umami irim divrei mareno ramami fano alav shalom. How enlightening are the words of ramami fano. Ramami fano was a great Italian kubbel and halachist. 1700s, Menachem Azariah Mifano, Chuvas Rebbe Menachem Azariah. He's also considered one of the few pure conduits of the teachings of the Arizal and other things. So he's one of the Gedolei Olam. Ki miyesod Hashem hu Elokim shehavaya nivlas bashkacha. I'll try to understand this here. From the deep fundamentals of the fact that Hashem is God, that existence is, I'll translate loosely, let's say, inextricably interconnected with providence. Right, that some people just think there's existence, but they don't know that Hashem is guiding the world. But no, the two are connected. Yotze ki halimud hu hamaisa. It comes out that limud study is action. Try to understand that. I think maybe what he means is if that Hashem's world, there is no such thing as a world that God created that he doesn't guide. So in man's microcosm of that, there's no such thing as a theoretical without application. I think that's what he means. I'm not sure.
Studying Torah, when studying some limud, that's the action.
Right. Yeah. Right. There are people who had a belief that there's a God who created the world, but he wasn't interested in guiding it. It's heresy.
So we see those as being different, when in fact they're the same.
Yeah, it's wrong to see them as different. Yeah, right. And to think that you could. Is the potential of existence, and then there's guided existence, but it's, no, God created them, they're inextricably connected. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzitzichem Eretz Yisrael, the same God who created heaven and earth, rewards good and punishes evil, and is guiding the world ultimately, even when it looks like he isn't. So that means in man's realm, there's no disconnect between studying something in armchair philosophy and doing it. They can't be disconnected. So limud is maisa. Study of Torah without immediate application of it. He's saying, I guess it's not real, it doesn't exist. That's the Ramami Fanu in Sarah Mamaros, that's his great sefer. Kilomer Shabbos, ain't period bein limud maisa. Utocha maisa nivla halimud. Shazem mchuyiv misod hayichud atzmo shahuhu yisod kol Torah kula. That is a deep idea, and I'm going to have to contemplate that for 24 hours. We'll come back tomorrow.